1. Use people's names.
I think it's important to remember people's names. One way that helps me remember the names of people I meet is to use the names. When I meet someone new, I try to say the person's name often during the conversation. For example, to remember Ray's name, I might say, "Nice to meet you, Ray," or, "So, Ray, where do you work?" I try to remember people's names by using them.
2. Add extra information.
It's really difficult to have a conversation with someone who only answers yes and no, or who gives very short answers to questions. When I'm having a conversation, I always try to add extra information. For example, at a party, if someone asks me if I like the music, I don't just say yes. Instead, I say, "Yes, I do. I like this music. But I really like jazz, too. That's my favorite." I think extra information makes the conversation more interesting.
3. Find something in common.
When I meet someone for the first time, I like to try to find something we have in common. Something that's the same about me and the other person. Maybe we like the same food, or we go to the same school. For example, when I meet another university student, I might ask, "Have you ever taken a class with this professor before?" If we find something in common, we have lots to talk about, and the conversation continues.
4. Ask about the other person.
Some people only talk about themselves, and they don't ask questions about the other person. But I think it's important to ask about the other person, too. When I meet someone new, I usually try to ask the other person questions and make small talk to get to know them. Small talk means just talking about everyday topics. For example, I say, "So, where are you from?" Or, "What do you do?" Or, "Are you a baseball fan?" Nothing too serious or too personal. I think asking about other people shows them you're interested in meeting them.